Greetings. Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Today, I'm going to talk about a woman. Now, this is how she describes herself. This is key. My thumbnail was not me making anything up. Well, the woman doesn't look like my thumbnail because none of you guys want to see a thumbnail that is the woman of this article. Let's face it. So I have to do something that's an attractive, but the woman on the thumbnail is older. This woman says, why can't a glamorous midlife woman like me find a decent man? If you're going to describe yourself as a glamorous woman, you're probably going to have issues finding a guy to begin with. But let's jump into this and you'll see that, first of all, she lies in the article. And not only does she lie, and it's right in the own article that she's lying. I don't think the writers noticed that she did. But I'm going to start this with a story. It's a very, very quick story. But when I was working in finance as a young man of 25 years old, and I was struggling dating and having all the problems that most men do at that 25 year old, because the women that were my age and slightly older were dating like guys in their 30s. And one of the women's fathers came in. Now, the woman whose father came in to pick her up to take her to lunch for a birthday or something, I don't remember exactly. I'd say she was like mid 30s. And her father was probably mid-50s, maybe upper 50s. And all the women were just gushing over him, how he looked like a athletic Sean Connery and that he was a silver fox. And at the time, I didn't know what a silver fox meant until I looked it up later. And these were, you know, women that were 30 years younger than him. And I have no doubts that if he said, hey, do you want to go out for a night of fun? Those women would have said yes. Now, the guy was pretty good looking, but I didn't think he was anything special. So a guy that's up at that age can still date much younger, but women at 58, they're not going to be dating 58-year-olds unless the guys are probably not very good catches. So let's go through this article and you'll see what I'm talking about. She says, why can't a glamorous midlife woman like me find a decent man? Despairing divorcee, 58, has auditioned countless suitors with comically disastrous results. Here's the thing. If I try dating and I go out on dates with dozens and dozens of women and all of them are not good dates, either something's very wrong in that I'm not attractive enough or not high enough value to attract the women that I want to get, or I'm being overly critical. Let's see what you think, which one she's being. They say Kim Thompson clutches a piece of paper in her well-manicured hands. On it, she has written the names of boyfriends she met while dating online. She talks me through the list. First, there was a complicated Chris, followed by Ben, who was a disappointment in bed, and strange Tim, who had a habit of talking nonstop about his collection of Hornby toy trains. I'm not guessing that these guys are the cream of the crop if the most exciting things they can talk about is Hornby toy trains. Now, some of you guys that have some odd hobbies and stuff like that and maybe you're socially awkward with women, that's okay. Some of you are probably in your 20s and 30s and maybe are still a little awkward. Time and practice and going out on dates and being in social settings will get rid of that awkwardness. But if you're still that awkward when you're near 60, then you're just probably not a social butterfly. That's just the way it goes. They then say, then there was a property developer who took her out for dinner, slopped spaghetti down the front of himself, and told Kim on their first date how much he liked intimacy. There are lots of others, too, whom she came across when she turned to internet matchmaking sites to find a long-term partner. Now, here's Kim. And obviously, I'm not going to make a thumbnail of Kim. I don't see glamorous here at 58. Now, let me show you. Now, this woman that I'm going to show you upcoming next is 57, so we'll call that close. That's a 57-year-old who's slim. She's got good muscle definition. Her skin looks good. Yes, she's got gray hair, but she's gone natural with it. Almost 60 years old, it's a pretty good-looking woman. That is a glamorous-looking woman, or whatever she called herself. Glamorous. This, she says, please don't portray me as a manhunter, she begs. Perching on an immaculate white sofa at her home, they seemed to be either liars, hopeless in bed, had a mean streak, or had a former wife hovering in the background. Again, you know, these women don't understand, and men have to understand this too. You're going to attract the quality in which you deserve. Usually. Now, guys, you know, that are younger or trying to date now, I don't attract anyone near me. They all seem to be lower than me. But maybe that's what I deserve. I don't know. But the point being that she's not getting these glamorous, awesome men because she's not that glamorous. And now, see if you can catch where the lie is. So pay attention. In normal times, Kim has a good job running an architect's office. Men don't care. At 58, the divorcee owns a three-bedroom house in a smart London suburb and looks 10 years younger than her age. You would expect her to be pursued by a string of eligible men. 10 years younger than her. Okay, so she's 58. 10 years younger than her would be 48. This is a face of a 48-year-old man. Do you see any lines? Got a couple right there. Not too many around the eyes. If that's 10 years younger, then I'm 12 years old. That's all I'm saying. Let's see, where was I? Yeah, earlier this year, Kim reluctantly made the decision to give up on love and romance, scarred by 2 years of trying to find men online with whom she might actually want to form a long-term relationship. Now remember, pay attention for that lie. She is speaking up now because she wants other women to know the internet dating can be a fool's game. After half a decade, which is 5 years, at least in the world that I come from, after half a decade of having no significant other, and she freely confesses no sex, she turned to online dating. With all her friends long married, there was little other option to meet men. Did you hear it? It's not hard to miss. Let's go back in time, shall we? All right. How about followed by Ben, who was a disappointment in bed? How did you know that unless you slept with him? And then further on down here, she says these men she's tried to date seemed to be either liars, hopeless in bed. How do you know that? Did you ask them and they said, I am hopeless in bed? Or did you maybe give it a sample? Okay, that's what I thought. Right, so you're lying about not having intimacy with these dating after half a decade. Right, okay. Now, if she's saying that if she didn't have intimacy in the half a decade before these datings, I'm going to call you a liar on that one. Because if you're going on one or two dates with internet guys and you're giving it up, you're going to tell me you didn't give it up in 5 years prior to that and didn't go on any dates? Doubt it. Press F for doubt. But like Candace Bushnell, an author and creator of the blockbuster TV series Sex and the City, which charted in the 1990s New York dating scene, Kim found a whole experience a bitter disappointment. Yes, movies and TV shows lie to you about how easy it is to date and all the choices and awesome guys that you have to choose from when you're in your, like, 40s and 50s and 60s. Look at statistics. There are so many dating sites out there that tell women it is ridiculously hard. Even the matchmaking where guys and women go in and it's speed dating stuff, they have canceled dozens of these events because men don't show up. They have lists. I remember reading one where a woman had 40 women sign up and 2 men, and they even offered it free for men and the men still didn't show up. Why? Because by this age, a couple of things happen. A, they're married. B, they got raked through the coals through a divorce and they're not interested in another long-term relationship. C, they're single and happy and they don't want to give up their way of life. So the people that you're going to get at that age are people that still want to date and look at you and say, I find her to be attractive. That's who you're attracting. Candace, who sampled the internet dating to research her new semi-fictional memoir, Is There Still Sex in the City?, told Mail in a recent interview, there was just shockingly sad there was such a lack of quality men. Yes, because quality men are with quality women, or they've decided to be alone and do their own thing because they know their value. And if they can't attract that value, and if they don't want to look for that value, they go, I'm good. And also the testosterone drops as you age, so that carnal need for getting some drops off. And then men are like, wow, like it's not on my mind all the time. I have time for hobbies and I don't think about it all day long. And yeah, if I got some, yeah, that'd be cool, but it's not a drive. So what guy is going to say, I don't have that drive anymore. I don't want to give up all my stuff. I've lost a bunch in a divorce already. No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm just going to hang with the guys and do my thing. And they talk about a little bit more of the book or the TV show. It's a lot easier if you meet somebody younger and you have a family together and you're good to each other and you work through your problems and stay with each other. But that's just me. She admits, I was quite naive. I thought the men were looking for what I was looking for, a committed relationship, possibly marriage. I could not have been more wrong. Of course not. Men have no reason to, a good men, healthy men, non-codependent men have no reason to say, I need somebody in my life. I am afraid of dying alone. I'm single. No, usually guys are like, man, I go down and watch football with my friends on Sunday or whatever sport you might be into. Saturday, I go out fishing with the guys. The weekdays, maybe I work and or I putter on a hobby. It's all good, man. We don't need much. And we don't sit in, you know, plastic-covered couches like your grandmother used to have, telling you couldn't sit on it because you'd ruin the nice furniture, even though the furniture was from the 1970s, still had plastic coat. You know who I'm talking about. Well, you older guys know what I'm talking about. Financially self-sufficient. See, she says she was keen to find a go-getter, someone who had achieved something in life, who was educated old-fashioned values, and would join her on adventures exploring the world. Instead, what she found, having tried a range of websites, including Match, Bumble, Tinder, Zoosk, was a generation of men who were economical with the truth about their looks and lifestyles, relentlessly bitter about their ex-wives, and looking for intimacy or to find a woman who would support them financially. Yeah, you know, you're not going to find, like, the catch of the cream of the crop at that point. And then she goes on talking about like all the things that she had problems with dating, which is very similar to what, you know, what men experience. Here's the thing, you know, as you get older, it's when you're in your 20s, it's tough dating as a guy because women do date older. They date the very attractive guys. They date guys with money, perhaps, or guys that can take them on vacations. There are women out there that will pass up a normal, healthy relationship with you, Mr. 20 or young 30-something, to go with a guy that's in his 50s that's, you know, a sugar dad, right? She'll go with him before she'd have a normal relationship with you because she still gets her freedom, but she gets cash and all this, right? Win prizes. So then when you're in your 30s and your 40s as a guy and your 50s as a guy, because I know 50-year-olds as well, there's no problems dating for us guys because we can, again, swing much lower. You know, if a friend of mine, 54, again, dated a 28-year-old, so it's not, and it wasn't like serious. He wasn't wanting it to be serious. He had money. He had finances. She was a college student. She enjoyed time with him. He enjoyed time with her. He spent, you know, paid for the bills. He didn't like buy her stuff, but he paid for the bills when they went on trips and went up to the mountains and got food to eat. And he got some with a 28-year-old and she liked him and he liked her. After a year or two, I think it fizzled. But the point is a 50 something year old guy can still date 20s, 30s, 40s. A 58-year-old woman is not going to be able to date a 50-year-old guy. She's going to have to look 60s and 70s. Those guys are not going to be miracles in bed most of the time. And if they do have finances, they don't want to get married again and risk losing it all because half of them were just complaining about what their ex-wives did to them. Duh. So, I don't know. I thought you guys would get a kick out of the story. Let me know what you think below. I'm going to leave it there. If you want to support my work, like, comment, share, subscribe. It's a great way to help me. And if you want to help me directly, links are below. For those of you that have, thank you very much. Guys, leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, you know, if you guys want to date, get a good financial foundation in, worry about dating in your 30s, maybe 40s, maybe 50s. If you're not worrying about dating, you're a good catch. You're a good guy. You got your act together. She's looking for you. The thing is, though, by the time that a guy's in his 50s or 60s, he's not looking for her.